May the word of God bring us to the God of his word. Amen. Well, I don't know how good you are at telling the truth. Sometimes quite difficult to tell the truth. I think grown-ups are particularly very clever at not telling the truth. I think, you know, when you're asked, does this suit or does this dress look nice? And it doesn't. It's quite hard to say it doesn't. Maybe say it's original or it's unique. I wonder how good you are at working out what the truth is. I've got a little quiz for you this morning to see how good you are at knowing whether something is true or false. I'm going to give you a statement, and if you think it's true, you need to stand up. If you think it's false, you can stay sitting down. See who the brain boxes are in the church this morning. Here's the first one. Elephants are the only mammals to have four knees. If you think it's true, stand up. And if you think it's false, sit down. Elephants are the only mammals to have four knees. So stand up now if you think that's true. Oh, there's a bit of a... Let's see. It's true, so if you're standing up and took the plunge, well done. Okay. One out of 10 babies is born before breakfast. True or false? One out of 10 babies is born before breakfast. True or false? Stand up if you think it's true. Okay, if you stayed sitting down, you've done very well. It's actually 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 babies are born before breakfast. Oh, here's the next one. Birmingham has more miles of canal than Venice. True or false? You're all very well travelled. It's true. Okay, here's one. Bingo is the most popular pastime in Britain. True or false? Bingo is the most popular pastime in Britain. I'm afraid it's false. It's fishing, would you believe it or not? Fishing is the most popular pastime in Britain. Okay, here we are. This is a bit of a strange one. This will appeal to some of you, I think. A hailstone once fell in Italy that contained a fish. True or false? A hailstone once fell in Italy which contained a fish. I'm afraid it's false. But it's better than that. It's false because it fell in Germany, not Italy. Okay, we'll do a couple more. I could take up all morning with this. Prince Charles and Prince William never travel on the same plane in case it crashes. True or false? It is indeed true. Okay, here's one for the ladies, or possibly some of the men. Most lipstick contains fish scales. True or false? You don't really want to be a bloke and stand up for this, do you? because it's entirely true. Okay, I've got a final one which I thought of all by myself. Guy is currently sunning himself in the Bahamas. True or false? It's false. He's at his son's wedding, so we'll let him off. It's not always easy to work out what's true or false. And actually, the story of the Ascension is a bit of a strange story. It's quite a hard story to believe. If I said to you, out of nowhere, a man who came to earth ascended on a cloud up to heaven, I wonder how many of you would actually stand up and say that story is true. Now, in our society, there'll be a lot of people sitting and standing, depending on which stance they take. But we don't know for them whether they know whether it's true or false. But actually, the biblical evidence for the ascension is very good. The biblical evidence of people's eyewitnesses' accounts of the ascension. And I think the ascension is very important to us because it proves once and for all that Jesus is the Son of God and that he's King in heaven. So it's terribly important. A lot of people can say that Jesus is a miracle worker, he's a good man that lived. They can even explain the resurrection. Actually, the ascension is something which is so unique and so unusual and so hard to believe in some ways that it has to be true because the people saw it and the biblical evidence is very good for the ascension. Well, that's all very well, but what difference does the ascension make to us? Well, the whole story of Jesus is important to us. So I've got some cards here. Who would like to come out and hold? Yeah, come on then, come out. That's it. Do you want to come out? You can come out. Anyone can come out, I don't mind. Okay. You're going to hold that one. You're a little bit little, but that's okay. We can lift you up. Here we go. Okay. It's very important to work out. Can you two hold that between you? Yeah? And can you two hold that one between you? That's really... So it's very important to work out the order in which things come in Jesus' life. That's important. So we've got Jesus came back, Jesus went again, Jesus will come back again. You're doing a fab job. Jesus came, and what have you got over there? Jesus went. Now, we need to get those into the right order, don't we, to work out the story of Jesus' life and why that's important. So what do you think is the first thing that happened? I think we need some help. Well, Jesus will come back again. Jesus went. Jesus came back and Jesus went again. What do we need first? Jesus came. Who's got Jesus came? That's you two. You come over here then. Then what have we got now? What do we think? Jesus went. Okay, Jesus went. He disappeared on the cross, didn't he? That's right. Do you think it's Jesus went again? He can't be went and then went again. So what have we got? Jesus will come again or Jesus came back. So you're next then, Benedict. That's it. Oh, look, you've got yourself in the right place. That's fab. Jesus went again and then we've got yours over here, haven't we? That's it. So here we are. This is the story of Jesus, isn't it? Jesus came. Jesus went. Jesus came back again. Jesus went again. Jesus will come back again. It's really confusing, isn't it? All this coming and going. You don't have to hold it up. You can keep it down. It's okay. Actually, in our reading today, we've got Jesus coming. We know that. But actually, we hear that Jesus was in the world before it began. Jesus was in the beginning of time, before the world began. There are not very many people who can say that, are there? Just Jesus, we hear, before the world began. And he goes back. He goes back. Jesus went again. That's the ascension into heaven. Jesus goes back to be back where he was before the world began, to have his rightful place with God the Father. So he came to earth, then he went on the cross and died, and he came back again. He came back to life. Wonderful thing, taking our sins away and coming back to life. It is true. You're absolutely right. And then Jesus went again, which is what we hear about today in the ascension. He went again to be with God the Father. He made a way back to the Father for us. It's an incredibly comforting thought, especially for those of us who've lost people that we love, to know that Jesus goes back and makes a way back for all of us to be back with the Father. If we've lost someone we love and we believe in the ascension, then we believe in the hope of heaven. And we know that people can go and be with Jesus. We also know... Should we show everyone? I lift you up. There we go. There we go, look. Right at the back. There we go. That Jesus will come back again. We have that promise. He's not a distant God. He just leaves us alone. He goes to his rightful place with the Father. But he will come back to draw us all back together to himself. And it makes a difference in our worship to know that Jesus is our ascended Lord, because it makes us look up. Have you ever looked up to see what's up there? It's a beautiful ceiling, isn't it? It's a lovely, lovely ceiling. But actually, sometimes we just look up in worship. We look up to heaven and we see Jesus our King. And actually, it helps us to focus in our lives. Quite often there's things going on all around us. But when we think of the ascension, we lift our eyes up to heaven. And I think that's really good for us. Guy was talking last week about happiness. He was actually talking about gratitude, giving gratitude to God. And if our minds and our worship is focused on the ascension, then we're not always focusing on ourselves and all our own problems, but actually looking up at our King. It's a wonderful, joyous thing. So the ascension makes a difference to us because it gives us a hope that's different from the resurrection, and it also helps us look up in our worship. So the rest of our service today, it's a very joyful day today when we remember the ascension. Ascension means Jesus going back to be with God. And then we look forward to one day when he comes back again. Amen.